We have women who fought on the coast of Africa. They fought on the slave ships. They fought when they landed. And they continue to fight in Connecticut, USA. And today it's the spirit of these brave African queens that I'm calling to come here. In the shape of a physical, frail, yet beautiful sister. But Marguerite Logan is much more than a writer. Tout le monde qui sur internet connaît que c'est ça, pas dans le sens, il va mettre l'eau dans la bouche, il faut défendre la nation qui fait partie des gars.
This is just the end of the Red Sea. But I'm Haitian, and we've had 300 years of European enslavement and 200 years of containment in poverty. So do I get time and talent too for understanding why and extending that understanding? Time to create a different history, to undo given reality and not just tear at it. Time to work out the meaning of the battle waging in my head. Do I get time? I wrote that. I wrote that in 2000, I think. And the ancestors did give me the time. And I want to say that in honoring Mr. Nazio, we here have the time. I've had the time since 2002, since that piece, to create a different history and to put up a model, a way for us Haitians. And I hope that that's what you will get out of my work. Okay. Little Girl in the Yellow Dress was written in 2002 after I saw a boatload of Haitians come to Florida. And I'm just gonna do a tiny piece. I saw you, little girl, on CNN in your frilly, handmade yellow Sunday dress. 4 days at sea, 200 of you made it to Miami. Someone, a loved one, holding your skinny arm. Another below to catch you. I saw you, little girl, hanging in the air by one arm over the side of an overloaded Haitian boat. 4 days at sea, you look dehydrated. Dazed but delighted. Delighted because your loved one, who tried everything they knew how to get you to land, were naively excited at reaching Miami, only to be corralled moments later in an INS detention pen. I saw you, little girl, a young butterfly, hanging by one arm over the side of a overloaded with hopes Haitian boat. Trying not to touch the Atlantic, your indomitable spirit scrambling, sprawling upwards to reach the blue skies across pitiless Miami highways and red lights to fly free. I saw you, little girl, on CNN. 4 days at sea, your entire body look ashen from the journey. Are you still in your yellow dress? After how many days of detention now, have you gained a little bit of color yet? Don't be afraid, little girl. The INS white guys are just doing their jobs, just getting their piece of the American pie. It's not personal. These same guys used to hold little Haitian girls like you in Guantanamo Bay. Not too long ago, they now hold Al-Qaeda terrorists and suspected Taliban terrorists there. That's how afraid they are of you, little girl. But I saw you. I knew why U.S. might was clobber you, shrink you back into poverty's use. You're too young to understand your indefinite detention. I know there's no logic to the rationale that keeps you forever yearning to fly free, but leaves you hanging by one arm. I, this Haitian woman, I saw you. Write an affidavit for you, little girl. Show why your journey here took more than 4 days. It's a 500-year-old journey. I could show why you're American. But they won't let me get to you. Underpaid maid of Nike, Microsoft. That's only your place, little girl. And we, your brethrens here, overseas, with all of our passports, we can't catch you. So wrap your yellow dress around you, little girl, and hold on tight. You just met the Atlantic Will. And what I write, it won't save you. It will only witness to their unrelenting despotism and your heart and soul. What I write witnesses to your desire to fly free. There's a, you're not alone, we Haitians here. We are here for you, little girl. And we want to tell you just one thing. There's no doubt you will be cast into the periphery, and I, this Haitian woman, who could have mothered you and held you safe, can only offer you this. When you're unconquerable from within, all the forces of hell cannot prevail against you from without. We Haitians are there with you even when you don't see us. Our spirit can never be contained, detained, or deterred. Use your legacy, little Haitian girl. Your way out of the white settlers' indefinite detention was made out of no way long ago. The laws, the Haitian gods, can never be detained. Who can stop you from taking it off the INS chains when you become Ezili Danto, Ogu Ferai, Sembi, La Sirene, Papaliba, Zorsetjo Etimunyo, Yola, your soul, little girl. Your divinity, your dignity, your integrity, it was saved. It's been kept safe since before their new world began. Use your key, keep your innocence, little Haitian girl. Be smarter than me, don't let them see. Smile, be who you are without wanting to set them to the fires they lay you in eternally. Don't hit your head against Satan's iron will, little Haitian girl. Let me.
Come on.